Good morning, Kenson Electronics.
Good morning. Can I speak to Art, please?
Oh, please.
Thanks.
No, Art here.
Hey, Art. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Good, good. Looks like we had a conversation here at the beginning of the month. I don't know if that rings any bells. We were talking about that client you had visiting who was going to take a big project with you guys. Did it ring any bells there?
How do you spell Cardiff? Is that C or K?
Sorry, that's a C, and it's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like different. So Cardiff.
Cardiff. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had a pretty short conversation. You said you had a big client coming in. You guys would need a bunch of equipment and stuff. Did that work out for you guys? Did they take the project?
Not yet. They didn't, no.
Okay.
I did have a meeting with them. They had three guys here.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that. He said said they were coming in to check the place out and see how things were going.
Yeah, if they were here, had two guys didn't talk and one grouchy old man.
What? Why? The guys that didn't talk, did they speak English?
No, they spoke English. They just didn't talk much, and
the
old grump was the only one talking.
Well, that's boring.
I didn't want to be there. I was like, why in the hell did you come?
Yeah, well, that's a way to ruin a business transaction. Are they nearby, or do they have to make a trip?
Yeah, so they had to go 50 miles. I mean, it wasn't like it's cross-country or something.
But still, it's at least... Well, I guess...
I'm not sure. He asked me about the one machine. He asked me, he said, do they still make this machine? I said, no, it's obsolete.
Okay.
And maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I used the wrong word.
Oh, boy. Was he turned off by that?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you can only use...
I mean, it's obsolete, but we have two other machines here, and there's plenty of machines in the marketplace, so parts are available.
Right.
Parts are readily available. I mean, they made thousands of those machines.
Right, exactly. I don't think that should be a problem. You can always get it if you need it.
Some people want to see the brand new Cadillac sitting out there on the showroom floor. That's what they want to see.
Yeah, it's all about show. But I mean, as long as you can make the stuff and make it well, I guess that's the important part. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe what I need to do is get one brand new machine and then run it on the old ones when I get the job.
You could get one of those fake cardboard cutouts that like just looks really good, just to impress everybody.
Well, that's what it takes. I mean, that's what it takes nowadays.
I mean,
everybody wants their products running on new stuff.
I'm not so sure that'll even make a difference. The quality is supposed to depend on the person, how you're making it.
You get some good quality out of the older machines because they don't have all the electronics and all the crap that goes bad on them.
Right,
they just
exactly.
Run and run and run. They run forever.
There's no room for mistakes because it's not all. Yeah, no, definitely. Well, that's interesting. How did they leave? Do you think they left in a positive attitude, or was the grumpy guy being grumpy?
I haven't heard from him since they left. I did send an email out to the guy, and he was on vacation. He should be back. I think he got back yesterday.
Okay. So still kind of like a work in progress there. Yeah.
That was a shame. That was a $500,000 project. That would have been a nice one to get.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I don't know. I feel like it's definitely pursuable, though. Are you going to let it go or planning on going back and try to see what
you
can do?
I'm going to touch base with them a couple more times and find out what's going on. Is it on hold? Are they still looking at it, or didn't they like us? What didn't you like about us or whatever?
Sure. You could even offer him and just be like, oh, hey, if you were looking for a specific kind of machinery, we could get that for you. Or, well, I guess, why would that matter? Oh, well. Well, anyway, I guess as far as the rest of the business is going, everything else is going pretty well.
Did you end up taking
Okay, that's good. Yeah, we're talking about some of the financing offers we had extended to you guys. You were mentioning you were going to need something like 188,000 pounds of plastic for these guys and some like a plastic dryer and some mixers. Are those things still on the table for you guys, or are you still waiting for a bigger project?
Unless we get that order.
What's that?
Unless we get that order.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that wouldn't make much sense. All the equipment and everything else looks up to date. Did you think of like filling up that floor there and trying to make it look more impressive? So I was working with some of these people before the injection molding and everything. And it's funny because when I talk to you guys, half the conversation is about what the equipment can do for you, and then the other half of the conversation is how it looks on the floor. which I found was funny. So it's like, yeah, we need to fill up the space in the corner because it looks, you know, dead, and we need people who walk in to come see all our stuff. So I wasn't clicking with it right away, but I've been hearing you now. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it's about the presentation. If they want to walk in, they want to see nice, clean equipment ready to go, waiting to put their mold in.
Right.
And
but
if they see a 30-year-old machine sitting there and they just kind of get a crooked smile on their face, it's like, yeah, you're not really what I'm looking for.
There you go. So half of it's like presentation and the other half is quality. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I'd say 60-65% of it was presentation.
Yeah, really.
A lot of the companies that have the new equipment are actually running plastic parts for the auto industry.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, those people can afford to buy the new machines every other year.
Sure, and whether they're buying it for show or if they're buying it for presentation, that's actually pretty interesting. Yeah, one of the guys I was working with just got...
It's not just the plastics industry for that either. I'm just FYI on that. It's not just plastics. I'm electronics. A lot of people have circuit boards, and they want to have their stuff ran on the brand-new pick-and-place, high-speed pick-and-place equipment.
Right. I guess they just think the newer the better, I guess, but they don't take into account that it's complicated and all the electronics and the digital stuff kind of gets in
the... The thing is, if I quoted it, that means that's what I can do.
Right,
and they don't want to take your word on it that that's what you can do. They come in and say, okay, well, based upon what I see, whether or not you can do it or not, or whether I'm afraid there's going to be a breakdown and you won't be able to get something fixed.
Right.
The machine he questioned me about, it's not even a machine we'd be running their mold on, because the machine that's obsolete is actually too small.
Did you tell him that? Did you let him know that's not even concerned?
No, I didn't. I wasn't thinking fast enough on the fly about that.
I guess you didn't realize
it's only a 75-ton molding machine. I said, yours is going to be running on 180-ton.
Right.
Too small.
Well, I guess you couldn't have known he was over there judging you by the machine laying around. Well.
Huh.
Yeah, exactly. Out of curiosity, could you run like a test for people, like give them a few products? Is that too expensive to do? But is that possible?
Well,
like if someone just wanted to see the quality?
Mm-hmm. The customer has to buy the mold. The mold's, I don't know, it's anywhere between $10,000 to $20,000 to make a mold up.
Oh, I got you. And then that way
but
they're committed.
Once you have the mold, you can stick it almost in anybody's machine and run it.
Right, exactly. So I guess that's the part that's important. Like once you got that mold together and everything running, it's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting. I wonder if they'll be back. Yeah, if you mentioned that to them and told them that doesn't concern you, you're right, that would have probably worked out better. But,
yeah.
I mean, they could have been a little more direct. I don't know. They asked the right questions.
Like I said, he was home grumpy. He didn't act like he didn't want to be there. I don't know why I showed up.
Maybe they had a bad car ride. No fun.
I could be.
Well, all right. I do hope they get back to you. I feel like that it's definitely something you don't want to fall through the cracks right there. It's a pretty big project.
I was looking at getting a molding machine from China.
Yeah, you know what?
I was kicking
that
around for about the past year.
Out of curiosity, why do you guys do that? Wouldn't it be more expensive with the shipping costs? Is it just higher quality?
Let's look at it this way. A molding machine in China is going to cost about $30,000 to $40,000.
Okay.
The top of the line machine that most people have is about $120,000.
Okay.
So even if you do spend $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 to ship it over in a cargo container,
you're definitely still saving a lot more than that.
You're still saving a lot of money, and after you run it for 10-15 years, and it starts getting hard to find parts for, pull it to the dump, drop it off, go order another one.
That's true. It makes it a little more disposable.
I mean, the ones that cost $120,000, you keep them things running 10, 15, 20 years.
Right. That's a bigger investment.
You've got so much money invested in them. You've got to keep fixing them, repairing them, and keep after them.
That's true.
But if you get a machine that's a lot cheaper and starts acting up,
get
the old heave-ho and go get another one.
It's a little bit more disposable when you didn't spend $120,000 on it. Yeah. That definitely makes sense. Interesting. So when you guys go grab
these... You're an education here this morning, huh?
I guess so. I mean, I always love to learn about these businesses. It kind of helps me, like, find the angles of, like, where we can grow it. I mean, at the end of the day, like, the point is to grow your guys' businesses. We just kind of offer the vessel to do that, like, whether it be capital or equipment or whatever.
I was concerned about the Chinese molding machines. I was concerned about the quality.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask about that, too.
Down in Alpharetta, Georgia, it has three of them.
Okay.
So I actually went down to Georgia, and I watched them run.
No problem.
Talk to the people that work on them, talk to the people that run them. Day one. In fact, they had two more in order while I was standing there.
That's really interesting. So it doesn't have, it's not like inferior. It's not in any way.
No, yeah, I guess. It was running just, I mean, and they would have been nice, clean, new looking machines. That would have,
well, you know what I'm
if they would have been sitting here, that would have made the sale high.
Right. Well, one, they would have looked good, and we found that that's already half the battle.
Yeah,
and
then, the battle.
Yeah, exactly. That's interesting. Well, when you guys do grab these equipment, do you guys pay cash for it? Is that usually how you do that? I mean, what, 30, 40 K?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually take out many loans for anything.
Yeah, honestly, that's the best way to go. Just for the most part, if you can do it. The other problem is that if you do have a certain cash reserve laying around, you can always use cash for anything. So it's nice to kind of have it as a backup. So just depleting the cash hoard, yeah, for things like equipment or whatever, when you can get pretty good deals on them anyway. You end up paying like whatever.
My memory. What was your interest rates at on your money?
So we're pretty good at what we do here. We get really competitive because we do industry-specific offices, and so I've been working with a lot of you guys in electronics and plastic injection molding and stuff. So for financing equipment, we can do like mid-single digits, you know, like 4 to 5%. We can usually beat out most of the local banks and most of the big guys just because we work with so many of you guys. We also do cash loans, which a lot of people take advantage of, so if you guys had plans to expand the business or something big like that, you wouldn't want to spend like 100 grand of your own like cash reserve. So we would do that. We would give you guys like a forward advance of the 100,000. But like I mentioned, getting to know your guys' businesses and learning a little about them just kind of helps us, game plan, just run some ideas back and forth and see if like bigger ways, like for yours, for example, I feel like it's just because what I've seen in the industry, if you fill up that space with a couple of those machines, whether they be from China or from the U.S. and everything else, kind of get the setup going, then things like this, where the people come and take a look at your deals, they would see a full floor of machines that seems to be working well, and that's kind of how they get hooked on. So that would bring in more and more projects. So that's kind of the angle that we take at it. It's kind of like an advisory partnership where it's like we bounce ideas back and forth. And I mean, to be honest, if we don't sell you the financing, it's not a big deal. We still try to help you guys out. If you could, finance through the manufacturer, they'll give you like 0%. We'd be right behind you for that. It's just kind of like more of a long-term relationship. Would you, if you were to take out any kind of loan, would it be to finance equipment or just like capital, just the cash?
It would probably be equipment.
Equipment, right. And that's kind of our bread and butter, so that's kind of the main thing we do. Obviously, it's much cheaper than just a cash loan because it's secured with the equipment. A lot of people just like the idea of having like the longer payment plans, and it's just easier to handle. But yeah, that is basically our big picture over there. Do you have any other clients that were looking to come in or anything like that in the near future? Would you kind of go exploring?
I actually got a phone call yesterday from a client from years ago.
From years ago. Nice.
Kind of a shock, kind of a blast from the past.
All right.
I actually took over here in 2013. My younger brother was running the place then.
Oh, I got it.
I was working with them quite a bit.
Okay. And then why did they leave?
It's a company here in Middle Tennessee. They make blasting components.
Nice.
And right now they're putting that stuff in the cardboard tubes, and they're looking to make it out of plastic.
Okay. That's pretty smart. They'll probably save a lot of money.
They were looking to make it in millions of parts. And he was quoting a brand new machine. I mean, everything.
Oh, boy. Yeah, a million parts is going to be quite a load.
And I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she said they're still kicking around that project. And she says, I got something else I want you to look at, so...
Oh, that's interesting.
I just sent her back with today the non-disclosure agreement, so I'm waiting for her to send the other stuff to me.
Right. That's pretty cool, to be honest. So when you guys look for clients, do you kind of go calling around and seeing who needs it, or do you guys just
actually, they contact us. I don't have salespeople that call around.
I was going to ask that. Do you have a sales team that kind of goes digging, or you just kind of sit around and wait for people to... come be interested in, seems to be working, like people calling in.
We have active stuff on our website, so a lot of people find us and then they reach out.
Okay, so it's like digital marketing and stuff. That's probably smarter too. Yeah.
But no, we don't have salespeople that call around looking for this, looking for that.
Right. And what about like competition in your area? Is there a lot of people in there? We have like a file here. It's like a program where we can look at people in your area. It doesn't look like many come up, so... You got a pretty good deal over there. Do you know of any competitors around you?
This might sound really weird.
Yes.
We really don't have competitors with our type of business.
I've definitely noticed that. There's like one or two per area, and it looks like you guys just... The thing is, once those people make those molds, like we mentioned, they're pretty much hooked on, so it's kind of like a monopoly. Like, you'll produce most of their stuff from that point on, because why would they pay, you know, the extra couple grand to shift over?
People don't move unless there's a problem.
Exactly. So as long as you're maintaining that, then they're good to go, and you grow with their growth. So it's like somebody that I know, he just had his product go to Canada, and the sales doubled. So sure enough, that he's the one making it for them. He just doubled his revenue from that company as well. Seems like a pretty good deal.
But we're really taking the industry because we marry plastics and electronics together.
Right.
As far as I know, nobody else in the U.S. does that. You have electronics companies and you have plastic. You don't have them together.
Yeah. Right. And that was the part that kind of struck me off last time we talked. I remember we talked about that a little bit. I thought you guys were just an injection, plastics, molding, and everything, and you were telling me about all the deals you had going with the electronics.
We actually sell a lot more electronics than we do plastics.
Yeah, you mentioned that. You said you worked a little bit with GE.
Yeah, we sold to the guys with electrical distribution.
Right. That's pretty cool. Yeah, you guys mentioned you did those like timers and sensors for the energy industry and everything. And that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a pretty stable field.
He just got done designing a new off delay and a true off delay timer for us.
Nice.
And that's going to go to GE and the other guys. That's what they requested.
Right. Well, see, that's some good stability.
They want to get rid of. They want to get away from a timer made by Tyco.
By Tyco? Did it have some issues or?
No, it's too expensive.
Oh yeah, that's
about $300 a pop, and mine's only hit the market about $150 a piece.
Oh wow! Cut them in half too.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not just going to knock them down. I'm going to take them out of the market completely.
You just blow them out of the water. You should do some marketing on that. If that's a good deal, and if there's more people.
It's like Tyco's a multi-billion-dollar company.
Right.
They're actually called TE Connectivity now, but most people know them as Tyco.
I remembered as Tyco, yeah. So it's funny that they didn't get competitive. Did they try to match your design? Did they try? Did you guys patent it?
Well, what Tyco does, they go around and buy other companies. They bought a company called, what the hell is it called? They bought a timer company.
Right.
Just let it go and let it do its own thing. And the prices keep sneaking up on it.
Yeah, and then they hope nobody like you comes around and finds a way to like improve it and cut the price in half. Exactly. Okay, that's interesting. What if they were to offer to buy your company out? Would you take it?
Well, they have to have a one with a whole bunch of zeros behind it.
If the price is right.
Yeah, I'll sell it for $10 mil. That's what I'll go for.
That sounds about right. I like it. Well, alrighty. I was just kind of looking to touch base with you here and just kind of see how you guys were doing. I was kind of hoping that project would come up with you guys. That seemed pretty promising. A little bit funny then.
Since I'm not sure it did. Thinking we might need to get a new machine in here, just let people see the new machine.
Sure, just for display, or even if it's, how useful will it be, in all honesty?
Well, we can get rid of an old one here and pull a new one in place.
Sure, just to kind of make the place look a little bit more lively. That's actually what everybody, like all of my clients did in the injection molding thing. I was telling you a little bit about that. Half the times they call me like, oh, we want to grab this new piece. And it's just like, oh, what do you need it for? He's like, oh, it's just to make the place look nice. We might not even use it till next year. So I thought that was interesting. But it looks like it's a big sell.
We use them. We use them hard.
Sure. And you guys have it. Right. And that's important, because if you don't maintain them, then you invested like $50,000 in a machine. Waste in a few years. There's no point. You mentioned you have a couple of partners in a larger facility that handles some of the larger injections. You did say you paid them to like use their larger molds. Is that do you guys use those larger?
We were partnering with them on this project, but the project don't go, and that's not going to happen.
Oh, I see. You don't use them regularly for any of your other projects.
No, we reached out to them. They actually their main product is info commercials at night, the walk-in bathtubs. That's what they make. They're not the walk-in bathtubs.
Seriously, they're the walk-in bathtub guys?
They're the bathtub, they're the walking bathtub manufacturer right here in this town.
That's pretty funny. I've actually got some family members that were looking into getting one of those things. Supposed to be
really?
Extra. Looking to be extra safe. Well, all right. I was gonna suggest since you had been paying them. Well, since you didn't take the project, I thought you'd been paying those guys for a while now. If you were looking to get a new machine, you might as well, you know, cut them out of the gig and get that large injection mold yourself. But if you have no use for it, then that wouldn't really make much sense.
Yeah, they have a bunch of machines. They actually make these big rubber pads for FEMA.
Okay. For FEMA.
They actually have a bunch of government contracts making these big rubber pads for these have been hurt where they actually put temporary housing on these rubber pads so they don't sink down in the mud.
Right.
They make a lot of these pads.
Yeah, and I'll bet. And FEMA's a pretty big company here.
Yeah, it's the government.
Yeah, it is the government. All right. You mentioned that machine you said you were gonna get. Which one would it be, you think?
Is that where
I'm sorry, what? You mentioned that machine you were looking to grab, the equipment. What would it be?
The Chinese machine is about 30, 35, something like that.
Oh, yeah, 30, 35. That's pretty easy. You said you can do cash for it, but would you rather not? Would it be more, you know, easy to finance it, kind of keep your liquidity moving?
Yeah, it would probably be easier just to do that.
Okay, sounds good. If you usually finance it, do they offer, I don't know, if you buy from China, have you ever done it before?
I bought molds from China. I've never bought a machine from China.
I got you. Yeah, I don't think they offer
their... I seriously doubt if they do anything, any type of finance or anything.
Yeah, I really doubt they do, too. Do you usually have, like, a go-to bank that you, work with, or...?
No, we usually use our Regions Bank.
It's a line of credit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. Usually those sit at around, 3.5%? Does that sound about right?
I'm not sure what the percentage rate is on those.
I got you, okay. Well, the reason I'm asking is because we do have those match or beat policies where what we would do is kind of take your next best offer and then just kind of keep you guys as a customer for the long-term relationship. We'll beat their prices. So if there was somebody else that was going to offer you anything, we could happily beat it. I'll tell you what, if you'd like to just explore a little bit, Art, we do have a way for you to do that with, really nothing, no fees or nothing to lose. All we would need is it's just our one-page application and then just 6 months of bank statements, and then we can kind of turn around and start crunching numbers, and then we can give you, a solid rate. You said you estimated it to be around 30,000 to 40,000. That's just a ballpark? Not exactly. Okay. So, yeah, we can just do it with a ballpark at first, and then eventually once you find the right one you want, if you go online and everything, you can send us a quote, then we could lock in the offer and, make it solid. And it just kind of helps you go shopping with confidence, just knowing that you know exactly what you qualified for and the rates and all that stuff. So that's kind of,
First sales are in month average between 110,000 and 120,000.
First month?
Per month, yeah.
Okay, that's not bad at all. So 120 per month. I guess annually, you're looking at about, 1.7?
Yeah, that's what it was last year, 1.7.
1.7 mil? Okay, that's not bad. And then how about your credit score? How would you rate that? You know, good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Be very good. There's no reason it shouldn't be very good.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Okay, and then the last thing is your time in business. That's kind of, the last thing we kind of look at.
37 years.
Wow, nice. All right, so I can actually give you a heads up here that based on that, so 37 years time in business with a good credit score, and I'm pretty familiar with this equipment, in terms of injection molding and everything else, so those are the three things we look at. You'd be qualifying for our A-tier programs, so those would be the better rates and everything. We have tiers A through D. The D guys are the ones with previous bankruptcies and whatnot.
Okay.
But, yeah, so the A-tier is pretty competitive. We do have those match or beat policies again. So that's definitely worth exploring a little bit there. The only thing that usually gets annoying is gathering 6 months of bank statements. That's the hardest part. Is that something, do you have access to online banking?
Yeah.
Okay, so that one's not too difficult for you?
No.
Okay, good.
I pull up your old email here from back on September 1st, so you got a list of things you need.
That's it, exactly. The
you
first
got your
two
one-page app attached and all that.
That's right. And then just the one-page app.
First two pages, tax return.
Correct. Nice. Yeah, I was going to resend that, but it looks like you're on top of the game over there. You guys did file 2016.
That's why I actually had to spell it so I could pull it up here in my email. Has it been hard to...
I see. Right, right. So the 2015 taxes, you guys have already filed those or work in progress?
Last year's are done, if that's what you...
The 2015s? Okay. Yeah, some people are still working on it. Okay, good, good.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you, some people. But yeah, if they did not have it, we try to look at their 2014s. It's a little more shady, but we give it a shot. Remember,
well,
those are the
2014, I fired my accountant. He had me so pissed. I'm telling you.
What did he do?
He filed the taxes before I even seen them.
He filed them without checking with you?
Yeah.
That's actually unbelievable. I'm glad you're
like, dude, what are you? I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah,
he's like, well, we didn't have time. I was like, I'm not the one who waited the last minute. You're the one who waited the last minute.
Well, that's your job. And since when is he the 100% owner?
Yeah, exactly. So I ended up getting rid of him. He wasn't too happy about it, but oh well.
No, he earned it. No hard feelings.
But you know what? I get the tax returns about a good month before they're due. So I get a chance to look them over.
Of course. I mean, those due diligence. It's any business owner's got to do that. Did you get a replacement for him, or did you start doing it yourself?
No, I got a replacement for him. He,
yeah.
Definitely got rid of him.
Make sure this guy knows not to.
Yeah. Well, my brother told me he did that to him one time. And I was like, well, he ain't doing it to me. And he tried it, and see ya. And he tried everything to get back in my good graces. And I said, nope. I said, I'm not having it.
Yeah, seriously.
Said, you did this crap before, you did it to me. I said, you're not doing it again.
No, seriously. Well, that's just disrespectful at some point, and it's also just really unprofessional. Like, what if there was a mistake in there? It's pretty hard to
exactly.
go back to the IRS and try to fix these things.
Well, you can, but it's just more pain in the ass, and then he will charge me for it, I'm sure.
Exactly. It's completely unnecessary.
Then I'd really be freaking out. Then he wouldn't want to be on the phone that day.
You're the one that made the mistake, and I have to pay to fix it. that wouldn't fly. Well, all right.
That'd probably be me over in his office coming unglued on him. That's probably what that would what that would entail.
And it would be well earned too. So
yes, it would be
well deserved. All right. I'll put this stuff together right now. We've got a pretty good underwriting department here. I've got a pretty good relationship with them. So what I can do is once we get the stuff together, I'll walk it over there myself and pretty much get you an answer in about 24 hours tops. So once we do that, you can kind of just take that deal. You know, you can either try to shop around or just reach out and try to find the exact machine you want, so that way we can lock it in a little bit better. And then just from that point on, it should be pretty smooth sailing. You think you can get the bank statements and whatnot like sometime either today or tomorrow, or you think it'll be a little bit?
I'd probably do it tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow sounds good. If I get it sometime, you know, in like the mornings, I could do it same day. If I get it later in the afternoon, it's no worries. I'll have them start processing it on Friday.
Okay. I don't have a fire under my butt. I don't have to have it any single day, that's for sure.
I got you. Taking your time. Yeah, in the meantime, probably maybe reach out to that grumpy guy and see if he'll, maybe if you let him know.
Unreal.
Yeah, it seems ridiculous. If you let him know and just mention, like, hey, by the way, we're getting a couple new machines, getting rid of some old ones, maybe he'll be like, oh, hey, they're updating their factory for me or something that might work. So,
yep.
But, yeah. Well, alrighty. We'll see how that goes. I'll let you go here. I think I stole some of your time. But it was good talking to you, Art.
Sure. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.